c'est jeter mes propos.
No, Mr. Mayor. It's very pretty, but not sure we have enough opera lovers. I was looking for something more contemporary, like...
What did you have in mind, Steve? But no, Steve. There are already places to dance in town.
But this would be an open-air dance space, and also in the planned patio, the small sheltered area. In summer and winter, with some interaction.
Listen, I have another suggestion.
I'm listening, Jonathan.
We could build a permanent stage. No need for bleachers. And for the patio, I can adapt the infrastructure to get great acoustics.
Oh, stop. I think we're going to need to be agile again.
The Agile Garden, Episode 7, How to Manage Uncertainty Through Agility.
I have to admit, I'm a bit stumped on this third area.
I really thought that an art space would be the right answer. But what kind?
And is it actually artistic, or is it more for fun? It's hard to offer any answers at this stage.
Yes, you all have different opinions, but there are still too many uncertainties for any of them to be justified. But don't worry, you're already good at Agile. You're asking yourself the right questions. You're right to talk about it. You need to talk about what you don't know, what you're not sure of.
Oh yeah, now we know what we don't know.
In a complex project, there's always uncertainty, and you have to accept that in order to manage it. In your case, your uncertainty is your doubt. I suggest that you get together and you work out an action plan to deal with it.
We could ask some users. Hello, Mrs. Vermain.
Oh, Mr. Mayor. If you've come for my plums, they're not yet ripe.
I'd like your opinion on an artistic space. Would you rather see dance, music, theater?
I'm more into improvisation. And I'm a member of a theater company. We even have competitions.
Wow, really, that is great.
Have a nice day.
I think we'll need to interview more people.
That's good. The first step of the plan of action. Any other ideas?
I suggest that we make inquiries among the different associations. To see what's being done and what the possibilities are.
And find out who could provide the cultural entertainment.
Then, perhaps, we should carry out a study of the residents' favorite pastimes, just to make sure we have an audience.
We could even come back here one evening during the week to test out a few possibilities on site.
Excellent idea, Steve. Real feedback. Well, here you are. In a situation of uncertainty, it's better to take the time to learn than to rush headfirst into it. This multi-purpose open-air performance space is a real treat.
The result of our action plan. People seem to be really enjoying the cinema, under the stars.
As you can see, we always go from a hunch to a certainty through experimentation. Only what's been tested becomes a certainty. Confirmation can only come from a customer. We'll have to think about some blankets next time.
Oh yeah, I'll make note of that.
What about you? Do you sometimes confuse opinion with certainty? Do you pay enough attention to what you don't know? Does your team develop approaches that enable decisions to be taken that are not based solely on opinion, advice, or intuition?